Hi. No, it's fine. It's fine. I thought everybody was asleep. You can't sleep? No, I mean, I could sleep, but I don't want to. This is beautiful. I just keep putting more wood on the fire and cracking another beer. I'm breathing in the air. I'm just enjoying all of this. And you're the ones with all the activities supposedly planned tomorrow, not me. I'm just gonna relax. That's what I came up here to do. Thank you. Yeah, it is a nice little cottage. You all have to sleep in tents. That's not my fault, and it's not my problem. Okay, so who do you know out of this crowd? Because, I mean, really, the only one I know is, like, Shane and his wife, and everybody else are friends of theirs, and he asked me if everybody could come up and, like, camp on my land, and I said okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, I've met them, I think, once. Of course. Go ahead, grab a seat. No. I'm like I said, I'm sitting here and I'm just taking all of this in. I'm good for another drink. The only thing I really have to offer you is a beer. A girl who comes prepared. Excellent. No. Go right ahead. Cheers. It's such a beautiful night. Uh-oh. Not for you. Why not? Is there trouble in Ten City? Oh, boyfriend troubles. Okay, my apologies. Not your boyfriend. Okay. So you're just dating. Well, there's no better way to get to know each other than spend a weekend in a tent. That'll do it. That's going to be make or break. Is it? Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, well, I'm sorry. He's an idiot. Yes, I'm an older guy, yes. I'm older than you, yes. No, it's fine. Sure, you can ask me a question. I'm somewhat tipsy, so I'm not sure what my answer will be, but see how it goes. Why are guys so stupid? Well, that's a tricky question, because I would have to know exactly what you're referencing to. Well, some guys just want sex, yes. Well, okay, a lot of guys. Is that what you ran into tonight? Okay. Sure, tell me. Right. Okay, wait. Okay, so how long have you been seeing each other? All right, so like 3 weeks. Right. Oh, the first kiss. So, and how did that go? All right. Okay, wait. Okay, wait. Let me fathom a guess here. So he gave you the first kiss and immediately, like, tried to cop a feel on you. Ooh. Kudos. Right up the shirt. Nice. Okay. Well, all right. Well, you're here, and that's why you're here. Once again, cheers. I can't really answer why they're so stupid. The only thing I can do is give you my insights on it, which is... Okay, look. Okay, if we're going to have this conversation, can I be very straightforward? All right. As a general rule, guys just want to get their dick wet and blow their load. And for some reason, it seems like the faster they do it, the better. So, and the confusing thing is why they're so stupid to think that after their 10-minute marathon, they assume that you got off too. Because, you know, I mean, the general dialogue is like, oh, that was amazing. So, like, you got off too, right? And 9 times out of 10, the girl will say, like, oh, yeah, it was amazing. But it wasn't fucking amazing. It was shitty. And the reason it's shitty is because the guy is in this big fucking hurry to get to the end game. And the end game is blowing your load. A lot of guys I find are kind of like, you know, they don't even care. Like, a blowjob will do. And, you know, if they can fuck, great. But, I mean, generally it's like done in minutes. And they just don't seem to understand. Well, they don't understand that it's going to take you a lot longer. I mean, as a general rule, girls take a lot longer. So, if they're just like, yeah, let's get it on and they're done, they haven't factored in the whole idea that in the amount of time that he spent doing his thing, you're not even ready to rock yet, like, in your head. What I mean is, if you take things at a certain pace, then eventually they get to the end goal, and my end goal is to get the girl off. If the girl gets off, then everything is rock and roll. You know, realistically, it's like, get the girl off first. Then, if you want to, like, rock and roll and get your rocks off, okay, great. But at least both of you are happy at the end of the ride. Guys haven't figured this out yet. But sometimes guys aren't that bright. I kind of get it. I mean, the whole idea is action, reaction, cause and effect. So, you know, I do something which creates a reaction in you, and you do something which creates a reaction in me, and it just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going till you get to the middle of the journey. Because the other thing the guys don't get is it's not a race, it's a journey. And the longer you take on that journey, the better the end of the journey is. No, not necessarily. That's not necessarily the case at all. Being, you know, more mature has nothing to do with anything, because I know a lot of guys like my age who don't have a clue, you know. They don't know what to do. I can only imagine they have the most mundane sex life known to man. And that's unfortunate, but they're not willing to learn. Well, yes, because it's a learning process. If you get involved with somebody, you have to express what you want to, what you want, you have to say it. And if your partner listens to you and actually accommodates, then things get very, very good. But if they don't, well, then it just kind of sucks. Where would I start? I would start with kissing. It's baffling to me that guys don't know the power and the beauty and the eroticism of a really good kiss. You're not a good kisser. Why do you say that? You don't know what to do. You probably don't know what to do because whoever has kissed you is not doing it right. I mean, as I said, cause and effect, action, reaction. So, for example, if somebody kisses you and they do it in a way where you feel it and it's doing something to you, then you will respond. You will instinctively, you won't even have to think about it. You will just respond to what's happening and you will give back the way that you think you should. Whereas if somebody just comes up and does a face plant on you and tries to drive their tongue into the back of your throat, then you're probably just going to be going, what the fuck? And you won't know what to do. That's very different. That's not a kiss. That's just, I don't know, somebody trying to tongue fuck your mouth and think that it's going to make you all like horny. Well, I'm sorry if that's the way he kisses, but a kiss is an incredible thing because a kiss starts everything. It starts everything. And not only that, I mean, it's even acknowledging, you know, like you were saying, that was your first kiss. Your first kiss, the first thing you need to do is you need to look and feel and see if it's the right time to do it. And you can tell. You can look in the person's eyes. You can tell by their body language if they're really close to you or if they're stepping away from you. You can tell if they want that kiss or if they don't. If they want it, they're going to tell you. Their lips are going to be screaming for yours. Their eyes are going to be looking right into you. They're basically going to be pressing themselves into you without actually doing it, as opposed to repelling. If you see it, you lean in for the kiss. If you don't, you say goodnight and you leave. This is knowing the difference, and this is something that so many guys don't see. But I see it. Mm-hmm. You need to know if something is wanted. And the guy needs to know if something is wanted. If you don't want something, you are totally within your rights to say, hey, chill out, right? Like, fuck off, like you did tonight. I mean, superstar boys trying to, like, slam his hand up your top and this kind of shit. It's like, really, man? This isn't the way to do things. A kiss starts everything. What kind? A soft one. That's very difficult to explain. I mean, it would basically be the same as if you asked me what a rose smelled like. I could try to describe it to you. But you would never know what a rose smelled like unless you actually smelled one. Can I show you? I don't think it would be entirely appropriate if I was kissing the friend of a friend of my nephew's buddy's friend or something like that. I mean, I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, you'll know it when you get it. Well, hopefully you do. Oh, you're not going to pull the bluff on me, are you? Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. No, trust me, I do. I don't think it's a good idea if I kiss you, you know? I don't know, it's just... something about it seems inappropriate. I mean, you do have your guy here with you and, you know... Okay, fair enough. He's not your boyfriend, but... You're starting not to like him. Okay, well, cool, but... Well... You know, I'm sure at some point somebody is going to kiss you the right way, and you're going to know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you would know if I did it now, but... Okay. Okay, wait, shh. Okay, stop. Okay. I understand. Yeah, I got it, you know. But I don't know, I'm kind of... Just one, okay? Just a quick one so I can show you what I'm talking about, all right? Okay. All right. So, if, like, okay, let's say you and I had a date, all right? And we were, you know, I was going to go. Like, our date's over, you know, it's time for me to book. And you're going to go to sleep and that sort of thing. So I'm standing. Okay, wait. Okay, so I'm standing like this close to you. And now I'm trying to get a read on you, right? I'm going, okay, does she want me to kiss her or not? And I'm trying to see how your body language is and that sort of thing. I'm trying to line you up. So let's say... Okay, well, no, your body language is saying that you want me to kiss you. Okay, so I go, okay, you know, can I call you tomorrow, blah, 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 and then I lean in. You know, I wait for the right moment, and I kind of see my opening, and I lean in, and I do this. Now... instead of doing something goofy and sloppy like pulling you in for a hug or trying to grab your face or anything like that, I would do this. I would just take my two fingers and just my thumb just gently on your chin and my two fingers on your cheek, and then I'd lean in and go, you know, kind of like that, you know, I would just be like a soft, it'd be a soft kiss, and, you know, I wouldn't try to, like, jam my tongue down your throat, and I would just kiss you. Just lips. Right? That's the way it's supposed to start. Just lips. No tongue, no trying to, like, fuck your throat with my tongue and bullshit like this. Just lips. Just soft lips against each other. And you know what? You say you don't know how to kiss. You kissed me back beautifully. Okay, we can try it again. Okay, but this time I want you to... What I was saying, right? It's like cause and effect. It's like action reaction. So I kiss you a certain way and you kiss me back because you want to. Okay. Let's try it again. Okay, ready? So, and go. Something like that. What's next? What do you mean? Oh, okay. Well, I mean, then you can get into utilizing your tongue. And I don't mean like, you know, trying to tongue fuck your throat or just jam my tongue senselessly in your mouth. The beginning, the tongue should be slowly and gently exploratory. So what I mean is, I would take my tongue and I would trace your lips with it. And then just go like just inside and follow the inside outline of your lips. And then that would lead to more things. Can we try it? Okay, but just for a minute, okay? I just want to show you what I mean. Okay. All right, so we started with, you know, the preliminary kiss, and now we're going to work our way into this. So we go. Sucking on your lip is always good. And maybe just a little. There, you see what I mean? Now you see how the little lip bite at the end kind of made you go like, right? That's what I'm talking about. Like, none of these guys get this shit. They don't, you know, oh, fuck. But I mean, even that, like, look at the reaction that it caused in you. And that's what I'm talking about. If you take the time, you have to take the time. You have to be patient. And enjoy the journey. It's not a fucking race. You know, you don't jump on there and like stick your dick in and go bam, 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 and then it's done. Because then you're gonna have a really shitty time. And that's what you have to remember. Okay? You have to remember that. Because that's what causes reactions. And if you don't mind my saying, I think that caused a bit of reaction. You're, pointing. But that's my point. If you do things the right way, it's very enjoyable for both people. And you don't just jam your hand up the girl's top. There's no need for that. What I mean is, instead of walking up to you, planting my lips on your face, jamming my tongue in your mouth, and stuffing my hand up your shirt, I could do what I just showed you. And then, I mean, there's a lot you can do outside the shirt. Like, it's kind of back to the rose analogy where, you know, well, I could tell you. I mean, you take your fingers and run them along your breasts outside of your shirt. You know, it's like a preliminary round. It's like foreplay. It's like, do it. I don't know if that's appropriate. Okay, yeah, you're right. We had this conversation. Really? All right. If I took my hand, I took these three fingers, and I started just behind your earlobe like this, and I ran them down the side of your face and along your jawbone and down your neck, and then just took them and ran them around the outside of your breast through your shirt, which leaves my index finger to just gently run over your nipple. And there's the result of it. Your nipples are very hard, and that's the whole idea. This is the preliminary round. Why do we need to hurry? Why not do this? Take one finger and trace the underline of your breast and just run my fingernail up between them. I'm not even touching them, but you know my hand is there. You know how close it is. You know I could grab your breast anytime I want to. And eventually you'll get to the point where you want me to, but you have to get there. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, stop. Hey, can you put your shirt back on? You want me to touch them? Fuck. If you don't mind me saying, they are very fucking beautiful. Like, oh my god. Your breasts are beautiful. Yes, really. Well, then he's a fucking idiot. Because if he thinks you should do anything to those, he's a fucking fool. I want to. I really, really want to. I want to put my hands on them. But this is probably not a really good idea. I mean, you came up here with people I know, and you even brought a guy with you, and well, I know, but still. I mean, I'm supposed to be the guy hosting this, and it's probably not a really good idea. I really, really want to. Okay, this is not helping. It's not helping that you're this close. Okay? Alright. If we're gonna do this, And this is what I would do. Take my fingers and just draw a line around the outside of your breast. Run my finger up. Run my thumb up. And wet it. Let you. Tipsy, and you're tipsy, and this might not be a good idea tomorrow morning. I think we should maybe finish our really not a good idea. I know I'm hard. Your fucking breasts are in my hand. You're giving... No, 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 no. Stop, 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 stop. Hey, hey. I know I'm not stopping you. Fuck. Fuck. Huge, but well, thank you. Your fucking breasts are beautiful. God, you make me want to go down on you. I want to just peel off your fucking pants and go down on you. Pardon me. Nobody's ever gone down on you. Ever blown a guy? Well, then you fucking shouldn't have. If he doesn't go down on you, you don't go down on him. If he doesn't get you off, you don't get him off. That's the fucking deal. I can't believe you just said that. Taste you? Hold on a second. Okay, so we're not gonna really regret this tomorrow, are we? I don't wanna wake up and have to deal with the fucking shit show. Okay. Man, it's very warm. No, no, no. No, 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 no. Back up, back up. Up, 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 up. There is no fucking way you are blowing me. Nobody has ever gone down on you. I want to. I'm going to. I'm gonna show you what it's really like. I don't know, I don't know. Wait, come here, come here, come here, come here. Look at this convenient picnic table. You don't mind right here, do you? Good. You're Wait. Hold on. Okay. I'm sorry. Get up. Because it's going to suck if you're lying there for too long. Look, I have cushions. Okay, put these down. And that's it. Now lie back. And I am going to kneel for you for a change. Nobody has knelt for you. Stop. Just relax. Look at the stars. Just look at the stars. And just feel me. How is that? Is that good? Okay. Shh. Oh my God, what? That's what I want. I want you to come. That's the whole idea. Okay, but you have to be quiet, okay? We can't wake anybody up and we can't make any noise, so you have to be very quiet, okay? Okay. Can you do that? Good girl. please fuck you. That's not fair. You know how badly I want to be inside you, but this is a whole new level of fucking inappropriate. Can you please let go of my dick? No. That's not fair. You can't guide me in. Okay, this is like this. I absolutely shouldn't be doing that. Show you what it's really like. Instead of going at it like a fucking jackhammer, like a fucking idiot, let's do this. Oh, so slow. So slow. I want you to feel me. I want you to feel my head. I am inside you, so you can feel it. Just giving you, giving you everything, and I'm holding it there so you can feel me. Grabbing your fucking hips in my hand and then doing this. Are you ready? First, we're gonna play the 8-3 game. Like the 8-3 game. Well, you go head deep, and you go 1, 3, 1, 6, 7, 8, and then 3 deep. 1, 3. Just fuck you. If I do that, I'm gonna come. I already wanna fucking come. I'm already gonna fucking come in you. Okay, shh. Gotta keep it down. Okay, now is that too rough? Is that too... Oh, fuck. Nails? You have nails. Can you do that? Can you fucking do that for me? Oh, I'm gonna give you my cum. I will fucking give you my cum. Harder? Are you fucking kidding? Okay. Oh my god, hold your throat. Like this. Like this. Okay, got it. Fucking come. Okay, do it. Come with me. Fuck. Oh. See? You know how to kiss just fine. Fuck, you know how to kiss. What? I think that's a very good idea. I think you should come and stay in the cottage with me tonight. Fuck him. Fuck the tent. Don't worry. I'll deal with him tomorrow.